As of Wednesday afternoon, 421 Wisconsinites have died of COVID-19. Their loved ones are grappling with not being able to visit them during their final days or gather for a traditional funeral. As Bridget Bowden reports, it's changing the way people grieve.
Renee Sarton Kirby of Racine will remember her brother Anthony as an outgoing, fun-loving person.
He had a memory for detail. You know, could remember all the sports stats going back to Bart Starr playing with the Packers.
Anthony Sarton died of COVID-19 in Milwaukee at the age of 64 on April 29th. He had been living in an assisted living facility in Bayside for about 5 years and was sent to the emergency room earlier that month when his caregivers thought he might be having a mild stroke. After some tests, he was diagnosed with COVID. He remained in the hospital for several more weeks.
He was doing well for a while, and I could still call and have the nurse put the phone to his ear, and he would squeeze her hand and open his eyes and was responding, but then he stopped responding.
Sarton Kirby considers herself the caregiver in her family. In the past, she would go with Anthony whenever he needed procedures. So not being able to visit him during his last days was extremely hard.
It weighed on me. How was he doing? You know, what was he thinking?
Even having a funeral is difficult right now, she says. Under the governor's safer at home order, funerals are allowed, but limited to 10 people or fewer. Her family planned a small visitation, with members paying their respects in shifts.
It really changes, I think, the dynamics of how people grieve and how you get closure from death, being able to connect with family and hug them. You know, we'll be in masks. I'll be able to bring my mother there, but she'll have to self-quarantine when she gets back in her room.
Kiri Meyer is the bereavement coordinator at Horizon Home Care and Hospice Grief Resource Center in the Milwaukee area. She says families are getting creative with FaceTiming loved ones in the hospital and live streaming funeral services.
But I think we can all agree that it's not the same. It's not the same as being able to hold that person's hand or, you know, put your hand on their head or really kind of have that in-person connection.
Meyer and other grief professionals are concerned that there will be a stigma associated with the virus, and people will be afraid to support their grieving friends and neighbors. She suggests shifting the focus to people's full lives rather than just how they died.
And really try to remind people about the person, not the illness, because the illness is only a tiny little bit of that person's story.
For Sarton Kirby, though, it was important for people to know what happened to her brother, especially because he was African American. While African Americans make up less than 7% of Wisconsin's population, they represent 29% of people who have died of COVID-19. Governor Evers called coronavirus-related deaths in Milwaukee's Black community a crisis within a crisis. When Sarton Kirby wrote her brother's obituary, she put his COVID diagnosis in the first sentence.
Especially because I believe there are some who don't take it seriously, that we are in the midst of a pandemic, a public health crisis. And I believe that all of our lives will be touched.
She says she's coping with the way the disease has touched her life by leaning on her faith. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.